wind blows briskly and steadily at the high ground and plays a sweet and mournful tune on the wind chimes that hang just behind the bronze figures of four Vietnam War veterans. One, a woman, holds a dying comrade, while another leans against her, holding yet another wounded soldier in his outstretched arm. An M16 stands on a separate pedestal behind them. Just below the wall that borders the hilltop, you can see the shape of the Dove effigy mound, built by Native Americans about 1,000 years ago. On the other side of the park, as the crowd begins to gather for the ceremony, Kirk Rodman, the veteran who manages the memorial, stands beside a bronze soldier, one of the two figures that make up the new monument, the Fountain of Tears. He says this one is different from others in the park because it's interactive.
You can go stand next to him, and you can go sit next to her, and you see her. She's sitting with the flag in her lap that she's just received from the funeral, and he's got his buddy's dog tags on his chest that say, "Fallen Hero, Not Forgotten," and "Survivor Guilt, Tears Connecting Him, Separated by the Distance."
The soldier at the top of sloping ground stands with his back to the fountain while the water bubbles from one tear-shaped piece of metal and then cascades down over four more into a pool. At the pool's edge sit a grieving woman and child, both facing away from the pool and towards the effigy mound. The high ground was established in the late 1980s and includes monuments to fallen soldiers from World War II, Korea, and Vietnam. But Rodman says it's not a war memorial, but rather a place for veterans and their families to heal.
We're about healing, but we have a place to heal. We don't tell people how to heal. And that's what's important about this place.
Eric A. Palmisano.
Here.
Nathan J. Vacco.
After the statue is dedicated, volunteers take turns reading aloud the names of the 101 Wisconsin soldiers killed in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Jamie Jenke.
Here.
Stephen Kastner.
And as the ceremony closes, in what has become a high ground tradition, all of the veterans present are asked to form a circle, and each one takes the microphone and speaks from the heart.
I serve in Baghdad. And it's true what they say, you know, you feel the guilt. But I just got to thank the ones that didn't come home with me, because thanks to them, I'm here. I'm sorry, you know, I probably could have done something else to have you with me, but I did all I could. Thank you.
Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.